This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This Valentine's Day, the chocolate economy is not so sweet. Hershey warned last week it will be cutting jobs as part of an effort to trim costs by about $300 million. Consumers have pulled back on sweet stuff, with candy costing almost 5% more than it did a year ago, according to the latest inflation data. And costs are likely to keep climbing, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Cocoa prices hit an all-time high last week, roughly doubling in a year, says economist John Bafez at the World Bank.
So that has been a huge shock. And that, of course, comes at a time that we have huge demand.
Most of the world's cocoa comes from just two countries, Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana, which were hit by extreme rains thanks to the El Nino climate pattern, says commodities analyst Judith Gaines.
That caused a lot of the crop to basically fall to the ground. And with heavy rains, you also have disease.
El Nino is also the culprit in spiking sugar prices. India and Thailand saw drier weather. Gaines says shortages could ease as Brazil ups exports of sugar, but cocoa prices could stay high.
How many, cookie manufacturers are going to put fewer chocolate chips in their cookies? Or how many restaurateurs will put more flans and cheesecakes on the menu?
A bitter pill for chocolate lovers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.